fine. Do you know how many people voted for his budget? Yeah, zero. No one voted for his budget. Paul Ryan and I are going to get America on track to have a balanced budget.
In other news, a U.S. monitoring group says satellite images of the aftermath of an explosion at a Sudanese weapons factory suggest the site was hit by an airstrike. The Sudanese government has accused Israel of bombing the military complex in Khartoum, killing two people and leaving the factory in ruins. Israeli officials have neither confirmed nor denied striking the site, but they are accusing Sudan of playing a role in an Iranian-backed network of arms shipments to Hamas and Hezbollah militants. This is SRN News.
660 AM. 660 AM. The Answer. 660 AM. TheAnswer.com. Live from the studios of 660 AM. The Answer, this is DFW Healthy Living, featuring helpful and insightful commentary about how to live a healthy lifestyle. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus and his guests discuss non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical approaches to healthcare. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Healthy Living. Now here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins.
Good afternoon, everybody in Dallas, Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at www.660amtheanswer.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of Southlake, Texas. I'm joined here by a panel of health experts and the greatest attorney the galaxy has ever known. So thank you guys so much for listening to DFW Healthy Living. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon out there. Dr. Mark Darner from Affordable Chiropractic in Denton is back with us. Welcome back, Dr. Darner.
Hello, Dr. Nymphaeus. Glad to be back.
Yeah, we missed you last weekend, but I understand you have to be in the office once in a while and see patients.
I was healing the sick and raising the dead up there in Denton.
That's right.
Did you make a Lazarus. Water while you were doing that?
We did.
Very good.
I just wanted to reiterate, we're still having that $12.95 new patient special. And we've decided, in appreciation for the Denton community and making us such a terrific success there, we're going to make December 5th, a Wednesday, a free care day. So whether you're an existing patient or a new patient, put that on your calendar. All chiropractic services on December 5th, Wednesday, will be free.
And that's at Affordable Chiropractic, all three locations in Denton, correct?
Correct.
Fantastic. And joining us is the great Kevin Stewart, our research assistant at Victory Chiropractic.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brian.
You're welcome.
It's always great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you back. Now, Doug, welcome back again to DFW Healthy Living.
Good to be here, Brian. You know, I spent the week billing clients a lot of money, making them really sick and tired of lawyers, making sure they had a really heavy bill to carry so that I would give y'all guys more work, more sick to heal, and more dead to raise. My part for y'all guys.
Thank you so much. Somebody has to make a little money around
here. There you go.
And we have some very special guests joining us from the Low T Men's Clinic in the beautiful city of Colleyville. Not quite as attractive as Southlake, but it's a...
Not true.
It's a close run-up. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us last weekend, we talked a lot about estrogen dominance in men. And I mentioned I wanted to bring some people on here that knew a little something about how to increase testosterone for men. So, Bonnie from the Low T Men's Clinic in Colleyville was gracious enough to spend some Saturday afternoon with us here. And thank you so much for joining us. And welcome to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Of course.
Now, we've got a lot to talk about today. We've got to talk about, this is the last radio show we're going to do about men's health specifically. We spent the whole month of October talking about men's health. And we really want everybody to understand that it's important to listen to your body. Your body will talk to you and let you know that something's not right. And especially men, we have a tough time listening to our bodies. And so as a result, statistics show that we die a lot sooner than we should. And we're dying way before women are. And I don't know about you guys, but I just think that's unfair. We work all our lives just to die that much earlier than our wife.
Well, after you're married another 20, 30 years, you may welcome that, Brian. You never know how that's going to go play out.
Solid point. Kevin, I know that you're listening there and you're thinking to yourself, that's why I'm single.
Well, marriage isn't really in my plans, but thank you for the advice.
Famous last words. I'm not saying this time next year.
I'm not saying don't ever get married. And ladies, if you're out there and you might be single, so is Kevin.
Kevin is a good-looking dude.
He is.
He's blushing.
He is blushing bright red.
I have no comment.
My husband's in the room, so I can't comment on
that. And he's a good-looking dude as well.
Yeah.
Let's not start. And really muscular.
Honestly, Bill, if I were a girl, I'd want to date Bill.
I get that a lot.
That's that estrogen dominance coming out in Brian. We're trying to fix that.
That's exactly right.
To see you at my clinic.
You probably do.
So let's start with your clinic. A patient comes in the first time. What does he do? I mean, where do you start with a patient?
First things I do is I take a medical history. Try to get an understanding of it, whether or not there's something in his history that's the cause for low testosterone or any hormonal imbalance. So I want to know, do they have any chronic illnesses? Have they had any major injuries? Have they had any radiation exposure? Have they used steroids in the past? Could they have, you know, caused this problem themselves? Once I get a little bit more information, you know, within a few minutes, 10 to 12 minutes, I actually will have their testosterone level from my lab, and I'll be able to give him an answer on whether or not they have low testosterone. If they do have low testosterone, I can talk to them about treatment options, you know, health benefits, health risks, and I can, you know, kind of go over the whole thing with them.
So they come in, fill out some forms, you interview them, and then when you say you test their testosterone level, that's a blood test.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Now, let me ask you this. The general population, when they think of low testosterone and increasing testosterone, they generally think of steroids or some sort of performance-enhancing type drug. How similar to that is a typical treatment?
The treatment is either a gel, a patch, or an injectable. The injectable is depotestosterone. It's a bioidentical testosterone. It's been on the market for years. It's plant-derived, and it is identical to what their body has in their own body. Even their own pituitary gland can't tell the difference between the natural production and the testosterone that's, you know, from the outside in. It's a steroid, just like steroids that are abused. But the difference is we give it to men who are diagnosed with low testosterone or hypogonadism. It's a diagnosable condition. It's been treated for years by primaries, endocrinologists, urologists. What makes us a little bit different is that we treat this all day long. And instead of telling them that they're borderline low and not treating them, or telling them that, you know, they'll be better if they just exercise a little more, we actually take a real interest in whether or not that's causing their symptoms. If it is, then, you know, we offer them options. And we don't only offer them the options, you know, that are, you know, the drugs that are, you know, in the public. We offer them the depotestosterone, which is completely a good form of therapy.
And plus, you guys are monitoring it. So they're not home abusing it or taking too much of it. You're monitoring it. You're looking at the blood levels.
Exactly.
Do you retest every month, every 2 months, every 6 months?
About every four injections or about every 6 weeks, we check a testosterone level. And that's regardless of what treatment is out there. A lot of doctors will wait 3 months. They'll say, here, take this gel. We'll see you in 3 months. And they're sitting around wondering, this is not working. I have to slather this on every day. What's my level? So we shorten that interval. That way we give them some answers. And we can also adjust therapy so that we find them the right therapy faster.
What is a bad level? What's a good level? And what's too much?
I consider normal levels above 350. Normal levels are probably 350 to 1,000. So what we try to do is get them to levels that are normal, levels that they had in their 20s and 30s.
So we've been talking so far mostly about direct replacement therapies. Are you looking also for the primary or secondary causes to their low testosterone and trying to reinitiate the production of their own natural testosterone cycle?
Right, yeah. When part of the labs we also check some other hormone levels like luteinizing hormone and prolactin levels. Sometimes I check an estradiol level on them. We are we are trying to tell them whether or not it's primary hypogonadism or secondary hypogonadism.
Can you explain a little about what the differences are there?
You know, sure. Before you go explain the differences, yeah. we're coming up on a short commercial break in about 2 minutes or so. So maybe we'll save the answer to that question for the next segment, because that's probably going to take more than a minute and a half to really get into. So I want to remind you guys, you're listening to the DFW Healthy Living radio show, brought to you by the great chiropractors of DFW Healthy Living. That's Dr. Mark Darner of Affordable Chiropractic in Denton, Dr. Christy Farrell, who could not be here today because she is bettering her skills as a chiropractor. But Dr. Farrell is at Back to Health Chiropractic in Dallas, and myself, Dr. Brian Infius of Victory Chiropractic in Southlake. And our goal here, our mission at DFW Healthy Living, is to help you guys live a healthy lifestyle, to introduce you to great guests like we have here, like Bonnie from the Low T Men's Clinic, so that you can get an understanding of how the body is supposed to work. And so we're talking about low testosterone levels, and coming up after the short messages, we'll talk more about how we get low testosterone levels, what the difference is between primarily and secondary hypogonadism. I'm on the wrong topic
That's
already.
That's a big old word.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back after these short messages. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned.
AM The Answer. 660AMTheAnswer.com.
We deal in office equipment, sell nothing but the best. We're Southwest Office Systems, for short, that's SOS. We service what we sell to you to minimize your stress. We're Southwest Office Systems, just call us SOS.
Hey, buddy, isn't it great to hear our jingle back on the air?
Sure is, Vince. I'm tired of waiting on the politicians to get our economy going. SOS is growing, hiring, and investing in our infrastructure to enhance our clients' experience.
Sharp has an exceptional lineup of MFPs, copiers to most of you, ranging from work group to production color systems. We have the tools to reduce your print costs, improve your people efficiency, and take the pain out of dealing with vendors that keep changing ownership with their only consistency being excuses.
SOS, Sharp MFPs, and your company. This is a winning team. To join, call 972-730-8000.
We're Southwest Office Systems. Just call us SOS.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-966-4797 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-966-4797. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-966-4797. That's 1-800-966-4797.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was devastated. I'd seen articles about Cancer Treatment Centers of America, so I called them.
Audrey Allen was treated at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where she was provided her own multidisciplinary care team.
My entire care team truly listened to me and worked with me to develop a treatment plan that was right for me. I had brachytherapy radiation, but I also had supportive therapies, which really helped me stay strong during treatments.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, go to TalkCancer.com to discover the most compassionate care available and to learn about our over 95% patient satisfaction rating.
So I am 7.5 year survivor now, and I just feel so blessed to have the opportunity after dealing with cancer to have my family with me and be able to watch my grandbabies grow up.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now. For information, call 1-800-515-5577. 1-800-515-5577. No case is typical. You should not expect to experience these results.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-979-4336 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-4336, 1-800-979-4336, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. Ladies and gentlemen, DFW Healthy Living is brought to you by a couple of really good sponsors. And Dr. Donner, tell us about one of our sponsors that we have.
Phoenix Company Credit Repair and Debt Elimination is expert in preparing people for mortgage lending, car purchases, and securing the very best rates. If you're looking for a house, a car, credit cards, or need a security clearance or an apartment, call Phoenix Company Credit Repair at 214-227-9644. 214-227-9644.
Fantastic. And I also, while we're on the topic of some sponsors, want to really thank the Boardroom Salon. They've been giving us great haircuts. And I want to thank, we have date nights every once in a while. And when we have date nights, we have four kids, and we drop them off in Southlake at Adventure Kids Play Care. So I want to thank everybody for making this show possible. Now, speaking of making the show possible, we're talking about low testosterone. And so what better people to talk about low testosterone than Bonnie from the Low T Men's Clinic in Colleyville, who specializes in raising men's testosterone levels. So, Bonnie, when we left off the last break, we went into break in the last segment, Dr. Darner had asked you a question, and I thought it would take too long. So let's revisit that question, Doc.
So, Bonnie, we were talking about testosterone replacement therapies. There are underlying causes to low testosterone that can be discovered through blood testing and examination. Do you have therapies for replacement as well as treating the primary causes? And then you brought up that there's primary and secondary. Can you go over the differences there?
Sure. Primary hypogonadism is a problem in the testes. The testes are no longer producing testosterone. Secondary hypogonadism is a problem either in the hypothalamus or the pituitary gland. The making of testosterone in our body, it happens through the hypothalamus pituitary gonadal, axis. It's a negative feedback loop. So your pituitary sends signals down to your testes, or for women, our ovaries to make estrogen. Our testes then produce testosterone. Depending on how much testosterone is in our body, our pituitary will pick up on that, and then it'll send more signal down, or it'll not send signal because, you have healthy levels of testosterone. So when I get lab work, that initial panel, besides just checking a testosterone level and just keeping it at that, I do some labs, I check luteinizing hormone and a prolactin level. Those help me to determine whether or not there's a problem at the pituitary, because even though in most cases, low testosterone is just something simple and something I can just treat, sometimes it's more serious, and it's actually something scarier where I have to involve an endocrinologist, or I have to, send them for an MRI of the pituitary to see whether or not it's something more.
Because it's all part of the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary axis, mm-hmm. and the adrenal glands are vital. And, one of the major parts of low testosterone are our stress levels.
That's right.
As our stress levels get too high, a lot of times we'll shut off the production of testosterone because our adrenals are malfunctioning.
Our adrenal glands take a small part in the production of testosterone. For the most part, it's the testes, but he's right. If there's some kind of damage at our adrenal cortex, well, then there's going to be a decrease in your testosterone. It doesn't have such a huge impact, but it does.
We've addressed this in prior shows also about the use of arginine, ornithine, and lysine as a gentle stimulus to the pituitary gland mm-hmm. to increase the hormonal loop Do you use specific nutritional intervention or other types of gentle stimulation to that loop, or more focused on restoring by replacement therapy?
More focused on restoring by replacement therapy. Yeah, I try to stick as close to just medicine and things that I know I can prescribe. Unfortunately, I don't do on the nutrition side.
So when you have a hormone replacement therapy initiated and you see the rejuvenating effects of what you're doing, is this a permanent therapy? Like, would it be considered a lifetime therapy, or is it something that's done intermittently through the aging years?
It's replacement completely. Okay, so that, you know, younger men who use testosterone, you know, to build muscle or whatever they're doing, they do it in cycles. And part of the reason that they do it in cycles is that they want to get the testosterone in their system and they want to stop it soon enough so that they don't shut down their own production of natural testosterone. And that's because their body still has the capability. In older men who have hypogonadism, for the most part, what I'm finding is the low testosterone is due to the aging process. So it's very different. It is just a form of replacement. So we get the testosterone back in their system, either by gels, patches, or injections. But if they stop the gels, patches, or injection, their testosterone will just go back to normal. It might even go a bit lower just because, you know, their body is no longer signaling as much as it was before. Make testosterone, because like I said, the body is tricked into thinking that the testosterone is there because it's the depot testosterone is identical to their own.
So a byproduct of the replacement therapy then, what you're saying is that your body quits whatever amount of testosterone your body was naturally producing, it will stop producing that at some point during the therapy. And so if you go off of the therapy, then you might really be kind of worse off than you were before you went on it if you go off, and there's no guarantee that your body's going to kick back in and start reproducing its own testosterone. Is that a risk, essentially, of the treatment?
That is a risk associated with treatment. I when we go over benefits and risks, I have to explain that with every single case because I want them to be able to wrap their mind around that. Most men, you know, when they come in with such low levels of testosterone and the symptoms that they're experiencing, well, then they quite honestly end up thinking that the potential benefits are worth that risk. But it is a decision that they have to make. They do have to kind of make that decision for themselves.
And one of the reasons why you guys are so successful in helping people, helping men, is because you monitor it.
Right.
You don't let the hormones get too high because, you know, Johnny Citizen on the street who starts, you know, doing steroids to build muscle, he's not going to be monitoring it with blood tests. He's just going to be taking it and working out and taking it and working out. But you monitor it to make sure the levels stay where they should be.
Right. Exactly.
And
exactly.
You're saying that the high level is for y'all guys that you want is 1,000. You want somewhere between 350 and 1,000. If you're talking about like an athlete who's, let's pick Barry Bonds or whoever.
Who is associated with steroids.
Who is associated with steroid usage.
And would Martin never hit Flyer, 700 home runs without them.
762.
Without the association.
Okay. What level do they have? Do they have like 5,000? Or I mean, there's something over the number that you're talking about, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, their levels are somewhere in the 4,000 or 5,000 range. They're trying to go to really ridiculous high levels. And I think when they measure their testosterone levels, they're not checking them for just 350 to 1,000, even 1,500. I think they're checking them to make sure they're not above these 1,000 and 1,000 levels, you know. So for them to get caught, I think they must be on huge amounts.
So you're saying that when they're doing those tests, they're not looking for normal levels. They're looking for obscenely high levels.
Exactly.
And if you go above that, then that's a positive test?
Exactly. So I think it's... Yeah, it's
because Adrian Peterson's testosterone level just naturally is probably, you know, a lot higher than yours, Brian. One thing, so.
Well, he doesn't have four kids keeping him up all night.
I got there. You go. That's, he doesn't have that stress.
But yeah, no. So that's a good question. Is because 350 to 1,000 seems like a wide range. Mm-hmm. So that in there puts the gentle giant, if you will, compared to the guy who just wants to beat everybody up all the time. Correct.
Exactly. And they might spike above this 350 to 1,000 when they get the testosterone in their system. But with all testosterone replacement therapy, their testosterone will gradually decline and eventually be gone from their body, like gone completely. That's with gels, patches, or injections, which is why they either have to use the gels or the patches on a daily basis, or they have to take the injection every 10 to 14 days.
And that happens a lot of times as we get older, when things, our testosterone level is dropping down, we eventually get to a point where our testosterone levels are so low.
Well, you're all of you in this room, at about age 35, you start losing 1 to 2% of your testosterone every single year.
That means I'm at the age where I've lost 130%.
So, like I said, a lot of these men, it's just their age. It's not necessarily some other major problem.
This brings up a point that I was thinking about in the last segment. What are the most common symptoms that men present with that compel them to call your clinic? And also, what age is typically the patient who walks in the front door for the first time?
I would say probably 40 and above, although I do have 30-year-olds, which I used to be shocked when I had 30-year-olds coming in with the symptoms, and I'd kind of scoff at, your testosterone's probably going to be fine, but not anymore.
That's probably because they got married young.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a study that shows having children lowers your testosterone levels.
Oh, especially if you're girls.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And the more, the worse. No, I'm joking. I don't know about that.
Symptoms. So, yeah. Symptoms.
Yeah, exactly. The two biggest symptoms that I see in my office are fatigue and low libido. These men are really fatigued. I mean, they've been tired for a long time. They get enough rest at night, they're still tired. You know, they want a nap every day during lunch. They come home and they're in front of the couch and they fall asleep. And their motivation decreases as well along with that. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we're coming up into a short break, so I wanted to stop real quick so we can finish talking about the symptoms and the signs of low testosterone in the next segment. You guys are listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by the great doctors at dfwhealthyliving.com. So we're talking about low testosterone levels because it affects every man at some point in their life. And when it affects you, you'll know it, and the body starts to decline. We start to have lower energy levels. We start to think differently. And men, this is something that we need to take very seriously. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. We'll be right back after these short messages.
The Answer.
Did you know today's new AC and heating systems can cut your utility bill in half? Hi, this is Super Handy Mom Kelly Carroll for Thompson's Cooling and Heating. If your AC and heating system is more than 8 years old, replacing it with a new high-efficiency unit can save you up to 50% off your utility bill in the winter and the summer. With this savings, you can pay for the new system and then pocket the money for years to come. Call one of Thompson's Comfort Advisors for a free estimate on a new AC and heating system installation. 817-560-4300. That's 817-560-4300. Plus, Thompson guarantees that if you're not completely satisfied with your new system, they will give you a 100% refund. Thompson's Cooling and Heating, when the temperature absolutely has to be just right. Call today and see how a new AC and heating system can cut your monthly utility bill by up to 50%. Call 817-560-4300 or visit thompsonscooling.com.
If you want to enjoy Lake Texoma, you can't do better than Grand Pappy Point Marina. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75, Grand Pappy Point Marina is your dealer for yachts, Regal, Blue Water, Chinook, and Catalina, and full-service extended warranties of up to 5 years on select products. They stay connected so you are comfortable with your brand new boat. They have continuing education classes and service after you take the wheel. Grand Pappy Point Marina can handle anything on Lake Texoma. They have a 35-ton marine travel lift and are the certified servicing dealer for Volvo, Pinta Gas and Diesel, Merck Cruiser, and much more. A giant marine parts department. If you want a cabana, an apartment, a boat lift, an improved slip, power and sailboat slips up to 60 feet, cabins with AC and cable TV, up to 6 bedrooms along with camping and RV spaces, Grand Pappy Point Marina sets the standard. Just an hour north of Dallas on Highway 75 or online at at grandpappy.com. That's grandpappy.com.
The clock is ticking. There's never been a better time to donate your car than right now to Charity Motors. Charity Motors is in need of vehicles for their inventory, and you can donate to Charity Motors in one easy step at charitymotors.org. Donating to Charity Motors is different. The proceeds from the sale of your vehicle will benefit any charity, school, or church that you choose at the time you donate. And federal law allows Charity Motors to guarantee you the full fair market value tax deduction for your vehicle at the time you donate. That means you don't have to wait for your vehicle to sell to get your deduction. Donate your car or truck today, running or not, to Charity Motors. Call 972-CHARITY. As we head into fall, Charity Motors needs your car. They'll turn around and sell it at about half off to someone in the community in need of a car. So you're helping your fellow neighbor, you're getting the best tax break, and you pick the charity that receives the money from the sale of your car. Go to charitymotors.org today or call Charity Motors at 972-CHARITY and make a true difference in the community with the donation of your car today to Charity Motors.
How would you like to hold what would have been the most magnificent coin ever produced? A legendary treasure thought lost for all time. Because in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing a limited quantity of massive $100 silver unions to the public. The coin that never was. The $100 silver union was first proposed in 1876 by George T. Morgan, designer of the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. But this masterful design was thought lost forever, until detailed sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. This spectacular, never-before-seen piece of American coin history has finally been created and is available to own on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now to receive a free collector's DVD and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. The world has been waiting for this treasure for over 100 years. Stake your claim by calling 1-800-400-0147. That's 1-800-400-0147. 1-800-400-0147.
This is 660 AM. The Answer.
866-660-KSKY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. I'm joined by a team of health experts, and our goal is to help you live a healthy lifestyle. Now, our show is brought to you by the great people at Phoenix Credit Repair. Dr. Darn, tell us a little bit about Phoenix Credit Repair.
Phoenix Company Credit Repair and Debt Elimination has been sponsoring our show. And if you need a house, if you need a car, they're the people to talk to get the lowest, best rates. Call 214-227-9644, 214-227-9644.
So speaking of needing a house, we've been trying to sell our house for 3 years. So one might assume that over the course of 3 years and your house won't sell, that we don't have a nice house.
But you do.
We do. And we were starting to take it personal. We were, you know, because we have a nice house. It's not a bad house. And when it takes 3 years and it's still on the market and nobody's even made you an offer, it messes with your mind a little bit. You want to talk about adding stress. Well, yesterday we got an offer on our house.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congrats.
It was not, I mean, they didn't offer above what we were asking by any means, like we had hoped.
But they're in the ballpark.
But they're somewhere, yeah. We're now in negotiations.
You know, I've been a lawyer for a long time, Brian, and it's a real rare circumstance where you say, I'd like to sell you something for $500,000, and the guy says, oh, no, let me pay you $600,000. Doesn't happen that often.
No, not often, no. Well, my good friend and realtor, Tommy Pennington, is currently working out all the kinks in our negotiations.
That's fabulous.
So that we can be here talking to the great people of the Dallas-Fort Worth area about how to live a healthy lifestyle.
Very cool.
So along with that, we have brought in the great Bonnie Braxton of Low T Men's Clinic in Colleyville, the official low testosterone place of the DFW Healthy Living.
Very
so
cool.
All of you men out there, and you hit the magic number, you said it was about 35, our testosterone starts to drop.
That's right.
Which is coincidentally, I think, the median age of marriage. I don't know. That's absolutely just made that up. But anyway, so I know that my wife always says that she carries my stuff around in her purse. So
I'm probably not the only one in the world that has happened to.
Well, she looks better with the purse than you. I've seen you carry the purse as well. And
she looks better with anything than me.
She looks better with you than you, yeah. That's for sure.
We have three beautiful girls and a very handsome son, and it's all because they take after their mom.
I'm not going to argue that.
No, not at all. Anyway, so enough about that. Let's talk about how to get men healthier. When we left off on the last segment, we were starting to go over some of the signs and symptoms of low testosterone. And we've already eliminated kids and a wife from that.
So well, Lonnie had just mentioned that two of the most telling symptoms are fatigue and low libido. And I mentioned off air that, you know, and as a preface, I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are having the very issue that Bonnie's correcting. But when my friends my age go to, for instance, a psychiatrist, and they tell that psychiatrist that they have a fatigue and low to no libido, they're gaining a little bit of weight, they are invariably diagnosed as being depressed. There's never a blood test taken by a psychiatrist, and what they are immediately done is they're prescribed antidepressants. Now, have you seen that in your practice and in a prior life? Isn't it the same symptom with a completely different diagnosis?
It is. It is. I think it's important for somebody struggling with those symptoms to first see their doctor, somebody who can, yes, as part of their evaluation, check a testosterone level, but maybe also check to make sure they're not fatigued because they're anemic. Make sure that they're not fatigued because they have a thyroid problem. Make sure that their liver is functioning properly and that's not causing, you know, some kind of problems. But they have to do a thorough evaluation, which is why I tell people, I think getting a yearly physical is so important.
Do y'all do the yearly physicals, or do you always send them to their primary care physicians for that?
No, actually, I do physicals in my office. Most of the men that come in are geared more or are wondering more about their testosterone level. But if you look at the initial panel we do, the only thing missing that would make it a complete physical is a cholesterol panel.
I see.
And that's something that I can always add to what I do. So there's men who haven't been to the doctor in 5 years. I mean, they won't go to the doctor, but they have these symptoms and you don't want to go see your primary and you don't want to go see an endocrinologist because it's too expensive or whatever it is. You can come see us, pay your copay, and we'll do the whole workup and we'll look at you not only to see whether or not it's low testosterone, but make sure that the greater picture is understood.
Do you see a lot of men that when they come in, they're on an antidepressant and they've been diagnosed with depression?
I do. And quite honestly, the testosterone can help. It can help improve their moods. One of the questions that I'm always asking is, has your moodiness improved? And I almost always get a yes. And so, yes, I do. I have a lot of men who want to come off their antidepressants, but I don't. I don't let them do that right away. I tell them they need to be on therapy for, a good amount of time, and they need to talk to either their psychiatrist or whoever diagnosed them and prescribed their medication. They need to have more evaluation before we can do that.
And typically you taper off of those antidepressants. You don't just stop them cold turkey.
Exactly.
Yeah, those antidepressants are really messing with the brain chemistry, and that's not something...
It's not a good thing.
No,
I mean, there are
not.
So many more people on antidepressants that need to be on antidepressants.
I think was the number one most often incorrectly prescribed medication is
probably
antidepressant.
So.
Now, let me ask you this. I think a lot of men, when they have those symptoms that you're talking about, the low libido, the energy levels not being there, that's usually stuff that they try to brush under the rug and say, it's not me, it's just a phase, kind of a thing.
We only talked about fatigue and low libido, but that's only the two most prominent symptoms. Do you mind if I mention the other ones?
No,
because
right
if there's somebody out there and they have all five or six of, you know, out of this list, well, then they'll be more apt to say, maybe that's me. I also have a lot of men who have erectile dysfunction, either, you know, a poor erection or can't sustain it or can't finish what they started. Weight gain, the moodiness we talked about. They're losing, you know, muscle mass, even though they're exercising. They've been exercising their whole life. Now they're losing muscle. and gaining weight, and they don't know why, you know, and they think, oh, it's just because I'm getting older. You know, it, the same thing kind of happens to women as we go into menopause. As we lose our estrogen, you know, we start, you know, putting on the belly fat, and we start feeling poorly in a lot of these.
And
these
all those aspects. Things then just feed one another. Oh, and it becomes a loop that.
They do, actually. When you put on more fat around your body, you have a hormone called sex hormone binding globulin that actually goes up. Yeah. When that goes up, testosterone inversely goes down.
And what happens is the estrogen levels go through the roof.
That's right.
Which is what we talked about last weekend.
That's right.
With the estrogen dominance. And another thing, you're talking about antidepressants and you're talking about erectile dysfunction. A big side effect of antidepressant is erectile dysfunction.
That's right.
And so what tends to happen is, and where I was kind of getting to with the comment I made is that a lot of men, they go into the medical doctor and they first of all don't want to go. In all honesty, a lot of times women are pushing their husbands towards going. And they get a typical diagnosis, like you were saying, Doug, of just not feeling good, of depression, and they don't want to be on that medication in the first place. So they get a low self-esteem about it, which then furthers the problem, and it deepens it into a man, and they just don't want to talk about it anymore. So I think the clinic like you guys have is a phenomenal benefit to men in general, because it gives people, say, the opportunity to go, wait, I'm not the only one that has this problem.
That's right. That's right.
And it's something that we don't even want to think about because, you know, as men, we want to be macho. And
well, you never hear a 45, 50-year-old guy who was feeling poorly and going on an antidepressant and 6 months later say, I'm feeling like a man again. I'm feeling like I did when I was 25 or 30 again. That just never happens. I do have friends that have started your kind of therapy, and they do say that within a few months that they're feeling like they did when they were 25 or 30 again. Yeah. I mean, it really does make them feel like what they believe a man's supposed to feel like.
It can be life altering for some men.
Absolutely.
Mean, especially if they've been suffering for years quietly, you know.
Well, I want to catch everybody back up to speed. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Brian Infius of the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show. We're talking with Bonnie Braxton of the Low T Men's Clinic in Colleyville. And your mission is to help men feel better. You know, and our mission here at DFW Healthy Living is to help people live a healthy lifestyle. And this is so vital for us because we've been spending the whole month of October talking about men's health and men's health issues. So when we come back, we've only got one segment left. I want to talk a little bit about the younger generation. When I talk younger generation, the athletes, the 15 to 25 range who may be taking steroids. So we're coming up on a short break. Please stay tuned because this next segment is very important for your children or your grandchildren.
AM, the answer.
We put it all together and save you more at the Room Store.
Call 267-8433 because the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
This brand stands for savings.
David McDavid.
Audio jingles have helped brand some of the most well-known companies in the Metroplex. 660 AM The Answer invites you to come out to our free branding lunch November 8th with branding music expert Paul Loomis of Luminous Sound. Paul is the creator of numerous well-known jingles you hear every day. Learn the secrets of how to build your brand, how to create a memorable slogan for your business, and stand out from the competition. Reserve your seat for this free lunch and branding seminar on Thursday, November 8th by calling 660 AM The Answer at 214-561-2164. 214-561-2164. 214-561-2164.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-0816. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay a single penny for any covered repair. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So the choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? If you're sick of spending your hard-earned money on car repairs, call now for your free information. 1-800-900-0816. Again, that's 1-800-900-0816. 1-800-900-0816.
A doctor from the Midwest has developed a highly unusual investment approach capable of generating thousands of dollars at a time without touching stocks or any other conventional investments. Ordinary people across the country are using this doctor's approach themselves with incredible results.
I made $18,665 in about 7 days.
I made $23,000 in 2 months.
The retired doctor who developed this unique approach has found a way to use it online from any brokerage account and get paid in just 60 seconds every single time. He himself makes enough money doing this to pay for almost all his expenses each month. But now, for a brief time only, he's doing something that could have a huge impact on your wealth. So listen carefully. He posted a free video online detailing his approach and how to use it yourself. So watch it today by going to RetirementTrader6.com. The video is free to watch and will start playing as soon as you visit RetirementTrader6.com. That's www.retirementtrader6.com.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was devastated. I'd seen articles about Cancer Treatment Centers of America, so I called them.
Audrey Allen was treated at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where she was provided her own multidisciplinary care team.
My entire care team truly listened to me and worked with me to develop a treatment plan that was right for me. I had brachytherapy radiation, but I also had supportive therapies, which really helped me stay strong during treatments.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, go to TalkCancer.com to discover the most compassionate care available and to learn about our over 95% patient satisfaction rating.
So I'm 7.5-year survivor now, and I just feel so blessed to have the opportunity after dealing with cancer to have my family with me and be able to watch my grandbabies grow up.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now. For information, call 1-800-515-5577. 1-800-515-5577. No case is typical. You should not expect to experience these results.
The all-new Mark Davis Show. Morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM. The Answer.
This is where the healing begins.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. We're talking about low testosterone levels because it happens in men as we get older. But the reality of low testosterone levels is that it can happen in young kids. And I say young kids, I mean 15 to 25, even up to 30. And it can happen for one specific reason in that age range is because they've been taking performance-enhancing drugs. And one of the things with performance-enhancing drugs is that you are mimicking the testosterone levels. And Kevin is currently a natural bodybuilder, which means he does not do steroids. And this is his second season of competing and training for it. And he's in a loading phase where he's actually bulking up right now.
Attempting to.
No, you are. you're bulking up.
Well, thank you.
You just don't see it because you look in the mirror every day. But we can see it. And Dr. Darner did some bodybuilding when he was younger as well. So, Kevin, I want you to tell us a little bit about what's going through the athlete's mind in the world of bodybuilding, because am I correct that steroids are rampant in bodybuilding?
Yes, more so in professional bodybuilding. In the amateur bodybuilding, I'd probably say 60 to 70%.
Now, in the amateur bodybuilding, though, but there are people that want to become professionals, correct?
Definitely.
And they're the ones that are at risk the most.
Right. Anyone that wants to go pro knows that they need to use a drug to achieve that. And it's really sad because they go about it the completely wrong way. They're taking these drugs off the street or from other countries that they don't know if they're clean or, you know, what they even are. And it's not doing them any good. They're not taking it with a specific protocol or anything.
And so as a result, you then in the clinic at the Low T Men's Clinic in Colleyville, in a few years from now, when the amateur bodybuilder or the professional bodybuilder is no longer training, he is going to have a decreased testosterone level as a result of what he was doing when he was younger, correct?
And I have several cases like that.
And the prevalence of that is probably much higher than people want to admit, isn't it?
It is. It is. I one of the questions I ask is there been any previous steroid use? And I'm surprised by, you know, some of the men that come in. They don't look like they were bodybuilders, some of them. Some of them, they just look like the professional man. Don't look like that would have been something in their past. But a lot of men have tried it. Yeah. So some of them have shut down their own access themselves, unfortunately.
And when you shut down your access, it's not like it's coming. It's not like you shut it down, it's coming back. You shut it down, correct?
Yeah, well, it depends how long they were
and how much they were doing, correct?
And how much, exactly.
So if somebody's out there who is doing steroids, can you accidentally really do long-term damage if you try it for 6 months to a year?
Yes, you can. So testosterone is responsible for sperm production. If you shut down your natural production level and you 5 years from now want to have some children, think about that. Okay, we don't have enough sperm. You're going to be infertile and you're going to have problems conceiving. Sometimes if you have too much testosterone in your system, your testosterone converts into estrogen. Well, now you have breast tissue that wasn't there before. Now you're swelling and you're a little angrier, or roid rage, as they like to call it, or more moodiness. What else?
But you're saying you don't see that issue with the testosterone you're giving people, where you don't have low T rages your clinic.
No, you know, on my follow-up form, I ask them, do you have moodiness, breast tenderness, or swelling in your legs? And part of the reason I ask that is to catch whether or not they have elevated levels of estradiol. For most of them, under moodiness, they tell me that they're better.
They're better.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch a negative, but they tell me the positive because we're watching them. I mean, we're like a hawk.
Do you have the acne that you have with steroid abuse? Like
in the last 3 months, I haven't had one case of acne.
Not a single one.
So that's good. No roid rage, no acne.
No, not one case.
So what would be your best advice for the parents listening right now who may have a son that is in that age range where he's thinking about doing steroids? What's the best advice you could give to the parents to tell their children?
I think education is key. I think people make better decisions when they're educated about the risks that are associated with testosterone, you know, at a young age. So just explaining to them that you can make it as scary as possible. So you can tell them, listen, you can be infertile when you get older, your testicles can shrink, and you can develop breast tissue. I think those three key points will keep them from maybe trying testosterone at a young age. It's very different from hypogonadism at an older age, and it's a problem from aging. It's just very different because of the levels.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I feel compelled here to make kind of a personal plea to young men and women who are dabbling with steroids. I've never known somebody to try steroids for 6 months. In the 90s, I owned 6 mega health clubs. I've known thousands of bodybuilders, and there's a body dysmorphia. There's an image disconnect that's occurring in our culture. You just have to look at a G.I. Joe dial from G.I. Joe doll from the 50s was healthy. And then in the 60s and 70s, he got fit. And then in the 80s, he got muscular. In the 90s, it looks like a He-Man super cartoon thing now. Mm-hmm. So this idyllic thing that's going on in our culture, steroid abuse, If you're just hell-bent to do it, contact the low T clinic and find out what's going on with your liver. What does your blood panels look like? And if reason can get through to you, you either may need therapy or may need some assistance in coming off your steroid addiction.
Well, it's almost like an intervention needs to occur, because a lot of young kids need to be hit in the face with the reality of what happens when you do steroids, what happens to the body. There's a reason why a lot of professional athletes that took steroids are dying in their 40s and 50s. And what I want to do is I want to go to a caller on line one, the great Joe from Colleyville. Joe, welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show.
Dr. Nymphius, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Doug, Kevin, how y'all, man?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Do you have a question for Bonnie?
Yeah, I do. Boy, a lot of questions, but not much time. You've just been great about just giving all of the information I think we need to know, even the questions I think a lot of people might have. You mentioned, Doctor, at first about this is a natural type from a plant, like a plant sterile type testosterone. Is that correct?
That's right, plant derived.
Now, this is not, I've heard that it was a synthetic. There's synthetic out there as well, or is this the same, or is it synthetic and plant combined?
It's combined.
It's combined. Oh, okay. Right. Is there not a natural, more natural, complete type of testosterone that you can get?
No, there's not, unfortunately.
So we can't get testosterone from an animal?
No.
Did they used to do that? Because the reason I say that, years ago, I remember going into it was more of a bodybuilding type of health food, just hardcore. And they did have something in there. I asked about it, I didn't take it, but they said that it was from bovine.
Yes. Back in the day, they used a lot of different therapies where they would actually take the testosterone from different animals, roosters and pigs and all these different...
I'd request a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too.
The reason we use depotestosterone is it's medicine. It's something where the FDA has approved it. Somebody's monitoring it. It's not something
that... We know how uncorruptible the FDA is.
No, so we know where it's coming from. I know that the batches are good. There's research to show that it works. And quite honestly, I mean, I use it all day long. I know it works. That's why we use depotestosterone. I hope that answers your question.
You know, steroids for the back injections were a totally different kind of medication, but that has to give people pause for concern that if it could get tainted for that use, then it might get tainted for the use that you're using. Have y'all had any fallout from that at all?
I'm sorry, repeat your question.
The tainted steroids for the back injections that's gotten all the bad publicity, the meningitis outbreak.
No, not
totally
at
different
all.
Lab.
Right. Totally different, yeah.
Totally, yeah,
exactly.
So, Joe, thank you so much for
Thank you. Thank you, Doc.
Hey, have a great weekend. Listen, we're going to be gone next weekend because of Baylor football. So we'll see you, hear from you in a couple weeks.
Call us twice
great
on November 10th.
Week, man.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. So, yeah, I think it brings up a good question. A lot of people have questions about the type of steroids mm-hmm. that they're taking. And like Kevin was saying, that there are so many young kids doing steroids right now because they want to be better athletes. They want to have bigger muscles. Dr. Darn, I think you hit the nail on the head. People are looking at their bodies and they're looking at it incorrectly, and they're not looking at it from a health standpoint. And I think you hit the nail on the head with the G.I. Joes. You know, you can look at how society has changing things. You know, they talk about women and models and how skinny they are and how that forces women to have a negative image of what they really look like and how beautiful they really are. It's the same thing with men. We don't realize how strong we are. And I'm sorry that we're out of time. We'll thank you so much for listening. We will not be here next weekend because of Baylor football. We will return on November 10th. Guys, have a great rest of the weekend, and happy birthday to my sister-in-law who turned 30 today.
And happy birthday to Brian a couple days late.
Yes, thank you.
This is where the healing starts.
660 AM, The Answer.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-919-3635. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-919-3635. 1-800-919-3635.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting